House Appropriations Chair Jim Pitts didn't pull any punches when it came to his assessment of job losses. He spoke last week with Evan Smith of the Texas Tribune.
There will be less state employees when we're completed with this budget process, because we're going to have a whole lot less money to spend.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst went a step further and put a number to the cuts. He thinks about 8,000 state jobs could be eliminated. But there are thousands of other jobs dependent on state funds that fall outside of those projections. Cuts to Medicaid and Medicare provider reimbursement rates could lead to healthcare job losses. Teachers could also face layoffs. Linda Bridges is president of the Texas chapter of the American Federation of Teachers. She says it won't be clear how many education jobs would disappear until after legislative action and money begins to work its way back to the local school districts. From there, it will be up to school boards to figure out a way to make it work.
Are they looking at eliminating positions through attrition? Are they looking at eliminating programs? We just don't have a handle on that yet. A lot of it's speculation.
Bridges says there is one especially hard jobs equation to still figure out. A recent report by State Comptroller Susan Combs suggests getting rid of the cap on elementary class size as a way to trim the budget.
If you do the math on that, it comes up to about 12,000 elementary school teachers could be laid off.
Another thing to consider is these kinds of cuts don't happen in a vacuum. Economist Ray Perriman says there's a multiplier effect. He says public sector layoffs will have a multiplier effect of about 2.5.
Well, what that basically means is, in addition to the direct job that's lost, you have 1.5 additional jobs in the economy that are lost because it impacts suppliers. The fact that the payroll's not there impacts spending on food, clothing, shelter, other items that are made in the state.
Republican budget writers haven't said the cuts will be easy, but they have argued that making cuts is a better solution than raising taxes, because they say increasing taxes slows the state's economy by limiting private sector spending, which can also lead to layoffs. Perriman says cutting state jobs could even help bolster the economy.
Something the state's doing that's inefficient, that they could effectively do with fewer people, then society is better off if we take that resource and use it somewhere else that's more productive, either in the public sector somewhere else or the private sector.
But this budget isn't about reshuffling resources. Money cut from one state program probably won't go to pay for another. It will simply be cut. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.